Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Republicans and business groups hate the idea of raising the minimum wage. They say they're concerned about workers losing jobs as a result, and they think the whole idea of having a minimum wage in the first place should be left to the states anyway. Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox of North Carolina says a one-size approach will not work.
The cost of living in New York City is 130% higher than the cost of living in Newport News, where the chairman's from.
That would be Chairman Bobby Scott, who took control of the Education and Labor Committee from Fox earlier this year. Now that Democrats are in charge, they're ushering Scott's bill through the House floor, a bill that would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Now that's the first raise for low-wage workers in more than a decade.
The studies show that you can't at the minimum wage today, you can't rent a two-bedroom apartment anywhere in the United States. High income. I'm not talking about San Francisco and New York City. I'm talking about anywhere.
Well, I think
a modest two-bedroom apartment.
The bill faces an uncertain future in the Senate, where it might never make it onto the calendar. And then, of course, the White House has already signaled it would probably get a veto. I'm Michael Pope.